This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 9/8/2023. Date of patient's last name is Hill, first name is Henley, H-E-N-N-L-E-Y. Date of birth 2/23/2016. Patient is a 7-year-old female who presents with mother with complaint of cough, congestion, and sore throat for 2 days. Denies any fever, but complain of intermittent chills. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T. Patient denies any nasal discharge. No ear pain, no loss of hearing. Complain of sore throat with slight painful swallowing. Eyes, patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, patient complain of cough, congestion. Denies any shortness of breath. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pains, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 71 pounds, O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure 116/77, pulse is 108, respiration 18, temperature 97.1. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane poly, granular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, with the exception of pharyngeal erythema with slight postural lesions. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart, S1, S2, audible, regular rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs, few crackles and expiratory wheezes audible over upper lung fields bilaterally. Abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro, patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested positive for strep screen. Diagnosis, strep pharyngitis, upper respiratory infection, dysphagia. Prescription given for Amoxil, 400 milligrams in 5 mils, 5 mils POTID times 10 days, quantity sufficient. Bromfed DM, 5 mils POTID PRN, quantity 6 ounces. Follow-up visit scheduled for 4 days or as needed. Next patient, last name is Wilkins, first name is Derwick, D-E-R-W-I-C-K. Date of birth is 2/23/1974. Date of service 9/8/2023. Patient is a 49-year-old male who presents for surgical clearance. He denies being on any medication for blood pressure, but he's been having elevated blood pressure, which he is also aware of. Review of systems, H-E-E-N-T, E-N-T, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, denies any eye pain, no loss of vision, no blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pains, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 268.2 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 161/104. Recheck blood pressure was 172/103. Pulse was 88, respiration 18, temperature 97.5. Physical exam, H-E-E-N-T, P-E-R-L-A, E-O-M-I, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro, patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient had EKG, which was within normal limits. Labs drawn for CBC, CMP, and PTINR. Patients will be given a log to log his daily blood pressure, also prescription for lisinopril / HCTZ, given for 20 over 25 milligrams daily will be given, and patient to return in a week for review of his blood pressure before clearance for his surgery will be approved. Diagnosis: hypertension, severe, right inguinal hernia, and surgical clearance. Okay, next patient, last name is Clark, first name is Christopher. Patient's date of service is 9/8/2023. Date of birth is 9/30/1991. Patient is a 31-year-old male who presents for surgical clearance. Patient appears to be very anxious and jittery, and he reported heavy intake of alcohol and substance marijuana. He did not mention any other drugs, but he becomes increasingly anxious with involuntary body movements, showing evidence of some substance withdrawal. Patient's blood pressure was also severely elevated. He denies any medical history. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any discharge, no nasal discharge, no loss of hearing. Denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes, no report of any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac, no, patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI, patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, patient is denied, complain of some sweats episode, denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, patient denies any swelling, joint swelling, but complain of left fourth and fifth finger pain with limited range of motion. Patient has his left hand in a splint. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, although patient appears very anxious and with tremors, generalized tremor. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 129.8 pounds. O2 saturation 100%. Blood pressure 187/109. Recheck blood pressure was 187/114. Pulse is 87, respiration 18, temperature 98. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranular erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, special moves all extremities voluntarily with the exception of the left, fourth and fifth digits, which remain remains with limited range of motion with point tenderness. Neuro patient is alert and oriented times 3, marked tremor and in diaphoresis noted. Patient urine test revealed, drug screen revealed positive for morphine and marijuana. Patient also verbalized daily use of alcohol, which may be an evidence of alcohol withdrawal. patient's labs were obtained, results obtained, and the patient was contacted, but no response. No, he did not answer his phone for his follow-up appointments for the elevated blood pressure and his positive drug screen. Patient to return to clinic in 3 days for follow-up regarding his elevated blood pressure and his drug screen repeat drug screen. Diagnosis: surgical clearance, right hand injury. Status post right hand injury, possible substance withdrawal. Patient will not be cleared until all his vital signs are within normal limits and is out of withdrawal for substances. Okay, next patient, last name is Guzman. First name is Sarah. Date of birth is 5/25/2016. Patient is a 7-year-old female who presents with a father for follow-up regarding emergency room visit. Patient is present today to receive Rusefin 250 milligrams as recommended by emergency room. Patient will be given 250 milligrams of Rusefin today, and which she received without any side effects. Her current vital signs: allergies, no known drug allergies. Weight was 73 pounds. O2 saturation 96%. Blood pressure 102/22. Pulse 76. Respiration 18. Temperature 98. Patient to return next day for another dose of Rusefin as per emergency room recommendation. Diagnosis: acute otitis media, bilateral vomiting, and febrile illness. Emergency room follow-up. Thank you.